Good afternoon, everyone, on this gorgeous Tuesday, May 2nd. The sun is shining. It's a little bit breezy. It's very delightful music, delightful weather, and the delightful music we just heard fits it perfectly. The Scherzo movement from one of the great masterpieces of the chamber music repertoire, Robert Schumann's Piano Quintet in E-flat Major, Opus 44. The pianist there was Joyce Yang, who shot to prominence about a little bit over 10 years now ago when she was silver medalist at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, the youngest contestant there that year, 19 years old. She went on for an Avery Fisher Grant. She's got a recording career that's budding. She's really one of the stellar young pianists on the scene, and she was accompanied there by a string quartet, which has been around for quite a while. They are now in their 36th year. All the members have been around for nearly half of that duration, but one of the founders is on the line with me right now, cellist Sandy Wilson. Sandy, good to speak with you.
Thank you, David. Good to speak to you, too.
So the recording, we'll talk about that, because as I told you before, when you are, I boxed you in with scherzos here. You sort of a scherzo sandwich. We heard the scherzo from the Schumann, and the other work on this recording, this new recording on Foghorn Classics, which you guys have recorded on this label for quite a while, is one of the other great piano quintet works of the repertoire, and that's the Brahms Quintet in F minor. We'll hear the scherzo from that. The Alexander is, I've had a lot of string quartets on my cadenza show, and there's always a reason why a quartet gets together. Are your roots on the West Coast? Are they in the Bay Area?
No, as a matter of fact, we founded our quartet in New York City.
Okay.
We came actually out of New Haven. We had origins in and around Yale, and in 1981, when we founded the quartet, we, at that point, were just at the stage where we were relocating to Manhattan. So we founded the quartet here on the East Coast and transitioned to the West Coast about 10 years later in 1990.
Even at that point, I mean, there are so many wonderful string quartets throughout the world. You guys are in that bunch. But even at that point, there was more, I don't want to quantify this, but there's more string quartet activity on the East Coast than on the West Coast. I mean, when you think of the West Coast quartets, you're really going to think of people like Kronos and Turtle Island. So what was the scene when you guys relocated out there as far as string quartet playing?
Well, you just nailed it right there. As a matter of fact, when we moved out there, there was the Kronos, of course, and our estimable colleagues in that quartet, and the Turtle Island, our neighbors just across the bay. And really, there were just the three of us, I would say, although there had been a history in the Bay Area with the Grillo Quartet, mm-hmm. Going back to Cal Berkeley, as well as their affiliation with Mills College. But it was really a fantastic chamber music in San Francisco. Not a great supply,
yeah,
of local string quartets at that time, but it's changed very much now. I mean, there are such a lot of fine quartets based in Northern California, actually, and in Southern California, too. And now, most recently, as a matter of fact, the Telegraph Quartet, I think recent number winners, wonderful young quartet, and the Calder Quartet, of course, make their home in Southern California. And there are, I mean, it was a big fear, to be perfectly honest, the idea of leaving Manhattan. Everyone sort of said, well, you know, you'll regret it, you know. And, of course, the idea has always been that within a 100-mile radius or so of New York, that would be where we would probably make 60% or 70% of our dates,
yeah,
touring in this country. But, you know, those fears were really ill-founded. We've carved out a fantastic diet, really, of regular presenters on the West Coast. So we really have our own kind of regional infrastructure there. And, of course, we still tour very easily from San Francisco to Europe and to Asia and South America, but we can get to the East Coast and many East Coast destinations in nonstop flights. So San Francisco actually has been a wonderful home for us now for almost 30 years.
Now, you and Paul Yarbrough, the violist, have been there the whole 36 years. You're in your service 36 years. the two violinists have come later. But you've all been together at least over 15 years, 16 years, and quartets.
That's correct. Yeah. Our first bandmate, Zach, he'll always be the new guy, even though he's in his 16th year now. Fred joined the quartet in 1987, he's been in quartet for 30 years now. So it's, you know, we're getting.
you're getting the gray hairs on there. The quartets are tight groups. You have to be. It's just the nature, dynamic nature of the group. So when you perform, and you have, the Alexanders perform with many outside artists, but in this case with Joyce, when you bring someone like this in, just how did the dynamic change? Because now your quartetism, if that's a word, you have to make room for someone else. And that's not as easy as it might sound. So just when you bring an artist into your group to perform these, in this case, you know, these piano quintets.
Well, you know, that's actually one of the joys of string quartetting, is the opportunity to bring in a guest co-collaborator, sometimes more than one. You know, we certainly relish the opportunity to play the viola quintet and the cello quintet, of course, and clarinet repertoire and the repertoire with pianos. And we've played with a great many pianists over these years. And you know, in your early years as a string quartet, you know, we typically, you know, you look for a mentor, someone who's going to help you kind of discover your identity, and certainly that was the case for us in our early years. You know, we had the opportunity, since we formed our quartet actually outside of a university environment, we had the tremendous good fortune to work with Eugene Lehner and with with Bobby Mann and with members of the Tokyo Quartet and with Mish Schneider and Sasha Schneider. I mean, we were able to almost cherry pick who we would go and play for and pick their brains. And these people, these larger-than-life giants from our tradition, really informed us in our early years. But, you know, as we matured, you know, you don't really go and submit so much to, although it's always a joy to play for somebody else. But the almost better than the next best thing is to bring in a collaborator, like a pianist, like Joyce, someone who really changes everything up. And you say it's not so easy, but as a matter of fact, particularly in the case of Joyce, it couldn't be easier. It's just the most illuminating, sort of writing by the seat of your pants kind of a thing, and it's a joy. It's really a privilege to make music with artists of that caliber. And I think, you know, for them too, I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to play this wonderful quintet repertoire with a seasoned quartet, and not as we so often hear, you know, in these festival settings where you pull together, you know, an ersatz string quartet made up of fabulous players, but, you know, probably celebrities each in their own right, but people who are playing together for fun in a festive setting. It's a very different thing, I think, to put this really fabulous repertoire together with musicians who really specialize and live in this very particular place. This is our meat and potatoes. We love doing this stuff.
So the Schumann and the Brahms are on this, as I said, new recording on the Foghorn Classics label, foghornclassics.com, and you're with Joyce there. Now, the concerts you're going to be giving tomorrow evening at 7:30 and then Friday at 7:30 are going to be at the Baruch Performing Arts Center at part of Baruch College. Baruch College sits right smack dab in Manhattan at 55 Lexington Avenue. The Performing Arts Center is a great venue. Just as a sub-note here, WWFM, the Classical Network, will be partnering with Baruch Performing Arts Center for bringing you concerts from that series starting in the fall. So they're going to be one of our new broadcast partners. But these concerts you're performing with Joyce are not Schumann and Brahms. They're going to take even more... it's all Mozart. So the four of you are performing four of Mozart's late quartets, and on each concert there is one of the Mozart piano quartets, the number one tomorrow evening and then the number two in E-flat on Friday. Mozart, I don't know what a good word is here, more delicate as far as that relationship you just talked about?
Well, as a matter of fact, you're catching me literally with 10 minutes of finishing a rehearsal with Joyce. And still vibrating here. It's just, I mean, we laughed our way through most of this rehearsal because it was just such a joy to pick up on all of this fantastic wit that is embedded in these fantastic piano works. You know, these are marvelous programs. These are all, the last four quartets, right, of Mozart's, and these two piano quartets, which are also very late for Mozart, but so incredibly joyful and playful and not at all hinting at the very dire and rather desperate straits that Mozart was in at this late stage in his life. Really, you know, rather poor, really grasping for funds wherever he could find them, and borrowing money, and in poor health, and really troubled by so many worldly kinds of concerns, and yet you can't perceive even a hint of that in this fabulous music. I might mention also, if I could, that we are about to record actually both of these piano quartets, also for Foghorn Classics, with Joyce. That's something that we'll be doing in California at the end of June.
So you're still still staying very bicoastal here, performing them here in the center of Manhattan, but going back out to the Bay Area to record them. I'm sure Joyce is enjoying that. Once again, the performances tomorrow evening, 7:30, the student quartets number 20 and 22 of Mozart, and then the piano quartet, the number one in G minor, the Kirchhoff Source 78. And on Friday evening, same time, 7:30, the 21st and 23rd quartets of Mozart and the piano quartet number two in E flat major. Again, at the Baruch Performing Arts Center at Baruch College, 55 Lexington Avenue in Manhattan, the Alexander Quartet with Joyce Yang at the piano. And then they're going to head out west to record them because there are absolutely no good recording studios out here on the East Coast. And well, I don't know if a label called Foghorn Classics could make it on the East Coast. We'll put it that way. It's perfect for San Francisco. And well, Sandy, thanks for checking in. I hope these concerts are a joy for both you, Joyce, and the audience in the next 3 days. And we'll look forward to the recording and more coming out our way.
Thank you so much. It really was a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, we're going
to
hear the scherzo now from the Brahms, from that recording with the Schumann and Brahms of the piano quintet in F minor, the opus 34. Once again, the Alexander String Quartet with Joyce Yang at the piano.